So in today's call, we're talking about how to create a book that people want to buy. And this is going into detail about the initial stage of the book creation process. And of course, you can use this same knowledge and these techniques to create courses, trainings, and speeches and other things, but we're focused on a book. So last time, in case you forgot, we talked about information products one-on-one. We talked about how the whole purpose of any information products, courses, trainings, services, your service, in other words, the whole point of it is to help someone relieve their pain. So if someone has a headache and you can help them remove their headache, then they're going to be extremely grateful. If someone wants to, you know, learn how to make, knit their own hat, you know, make wool hats, then you teach them how to knit their own wool hats, then that's going to be wonderful for them. So, you know, there's so many needs that people have, and our job as creators, as entrepreneurs, spiritual entrepreneurs, as people serving others and receiving income, our job is to create things of high value to solve problems and create solutions. And we never want to get too far away from this clarity, because if we do, as soon as we start kind of drifting off into our own world, in our own thoughts, in our own reality, and forgetting about the purpose of what we're doing, as soon as we start drifting away, we end up wasting large amounts of time and not getting results. So we want to try and make sure we come back to this simple point that your job as a creator of products and services is to offer someone a solution, to offer them pain relief. Now, the reason I'm mentioning this over and over again is because it's very easy to forget this, because you wake up in your own bed looking through your own eyes, looking at your own version of the world. And the people you're helping, they wake up in their own reality, looking through their own eyes, wandering around in their own world, and they have certain problems and needs that are different from you. And because their needs are different, you have to think about them, what their needs are, and provide them with a map to go from where they are now to where they want to be. So, you know, I'm sure you've heard me say this plenty of times, but it's the question is, has it sunk in and are you using it, you know? So the first thing we need to do when we're creating a book is to discover what is the best book you could write, you know, because there's, you could write a book about pretty much anything you want, you know. You could write a book with the word cheese 5,000 times or 50,000 times, and it would technically be a book. The title could be cheese, and it could have one word throughout the entire book, 50,000 times, the word cheese. Yeah, and you could sell it, and you could have a cover, could have the word cheese on it, or a picture of some cheese, and it, technically speaking, would be a book. Right? I'm not sure they would sell. It might sell a lot of copies, you know. But I don't recommend that. So you could try it, you know, you might make a couple hundred bucks. But a book can be anything, right? So we want to make sure what we write about is something that is going to sell, that people want to buy, that you also enjoy. So our first book, like we talked about this a little bit before, when we write our first book, it's normally about us and our problems. Okay, let's be honest, we write our first book for ourselves. And probably we write all our books on some level for ourselves, but especially the first book. So I always tell people, just knock out your first book. When people come to me with their books, I don't try and dissuade people from their first book, because if I do and I try and tell them all these things, they start getting stressed out. So the first book, you just got to get it out, you know, you got to write it, whatever it is. But then when you start getting more serious, you think, okay, right, how am I helping somebody else here? What can I write about that is high value for another human being? So let's go into this a little bit, how you can do that. Because if you do it well, then the result you'll get is that you'll get a book that people want to buy, that they like to read, that they're happy about, that they leave you reviews for, that is relevant to them, that sells you copies, that gets money, that people tell their friends about, and it's a powerful thing, yeah? If you write a book that people don't want to read and not relevant, then it's just like, another book, yeah. Sits around, nothing happens. So we want to write good books. So first step is to discover your passion and your inspiration. Our biggest mission in the beginning is to find a topic where your passion meets a real need from somebody else, because you want to make sure that you have passion in what you do. You know, there could be all sorts of topics that people need help with, you know. I'm sure people need help with how to, like we said before, like how to kill bigger elephants. You know, I'm sure it's a problem. Some people, they want to kill elephants. Yeah, they're hunting in Africa. I remember going to a game reserve in Botswana. People go there for game hunting. They go out with their guns and they shoot elephants and tiger and lions and buffalo and stuff like that. And they do it for fun. So no doubt there's a need. How do you kill more game? I don't want to kill the elephants particularly, so I'm not going to write a book on that, even if there's a need for it. So there's probably a million topics that you could write about, but you won't necessarily bring you any joy. And we want to make sure that you're doing stuff that you actually love, because if your passion's not in it, then it's not going to work. Yeah, so normally we're too far one way or the other. Normally it's all about me, and no one else really cares. Or it's something that someone else needs help with, but we are not passionate about. Either way, it's not going to be very good. So we want to get something right in the middle that you love to write about and you're passionate about, and it's using all your skills and experience and stories, and it solves a problem for somebody else, right? That's all we want. And that's actually can be easy, but it sometimes takes a little bit of time to work out. And it's something that we normally don't do, right? When we sit down to write books, we normally just go, what do I love to write about? Yay, I'm going to write this book, yeah? So we normally do it a little bit too much from that side, and we don't think enough about the other person. So here's a few things that we can do right now to get clear on that particular topic. Then what we're going to do in a moment is we're going to be talking about titles, we're going to be talking about research, we're going to be talking about keywords, ideas, and creating a framework. So that this is all preparation. Yeah, this is the P in the 5 P's to self-publishing. This is the preparation phase where we get ready to write the book, and we got a solid criteria and a solid, you know, framework, ideas, everything makes sense. So when we go to actually get on with it, it's going to be very, very easy. If we miss this step, then we're going to muddle our way through the book and it won't be very good. So this is absolutely essential. I've often struggled doing this step myself because I just want to get on with writing the book without thinking about these things too much. But I've realized that these extra steps at the beginning end up making the end result thousands of times better and easier and faster and more profitable. So even though this is a little bit kind of like this extra thing in the way, it's well worth doing. So let's do some exercises and go through this. So where does your passion meet and needs, you know, what are you passionate about? Let's just start about that. You can finish the following sentences. I am excited and inspired to write about. I'm excited and inspired to write about. What are you inspired to write about? Just note down a few words. You know, and if you're already in a book, and you know, this might be another book, you might already have done this, but do it again so that you get in the practice of thinking these things through. So I'm excited and inspired to write about. And we're going to do these real quick so you can just use your subconscious mind just to get it out onto paper. This is important to me because, this is important to me because, why is it important to you? Finishing up. The purpose of this book is it will help others, it will help others because, it will help others because, I'm qualified to write about this topic because, why are you qualified to write about it? And I'd personally like to read a book about this because and just two more questions. This will be a game-changing book because, why is this book revolutionary or somehow remarkable in some way? This will be a game-changing book because, And last question. Other people will love to read and will share this book with their friends because... Why will people love to read and share your book? You know, I have most of the books I have actually are because of recommendations from other people, you know. I think my friend Joshua has probably recommended half of my books, you know, or something like that. Yeah, so I talk to people and they're like, have you read this book? I'm like, no. They said, oh, it's awesome, buy it. And I'm like, all right. And I'm normally talking to them on a mastermind and I just go click, click, click. So I bought like tons of books just on the spot because of that, you know. All right, now, so does that feel good? Now you've kind of got clarity about, like, what's this really all about? What's the point of your book? So this is just your kind of feeling essence about it. Now, what we want to do is to go on to step two, which is to research. You know, do people actually want to buy books like this? Yeah, like, it's all very well. Oh, my God. Book is the best book ever. Everyone will want to read my book. It's going to be so good. Everyone's going to want it. They're going to tell all their friends. They're going to buy hundreds of copies. Yeah, that's what we think. But let's just have a step back for a moment. Get a bit, you know, splash a bit of water on over our face or something. Get grounded. So let's do a bit of research. See what's really going on here. So I don't like doing research at all, you know. Recently I've got a new assistant who can do research for me, thank God, which is awesome. Because it's not my natural thing. I'm more like guided by inspiration, and I'm sure you're probably the same. But research is important, yeah. We need to know what else is going on in the world, and we need to know what else is out there. So you might find there might be 200 books exactly like the one you've thought about, possibly, you know, or you might find there's no books like it and no one's interested. So we want to do a bit of research and just see where we're at in terms of the market. Now, what we tend to forget is that our customers actually don't live in your world. They live in their own world and they're actually exposed to large amounts of other things. So if you do yoga, for example, you might think my yoga is the only yoga that people are going to go to. And realistically, they're probably going to go to lots of different yoga classes and they might be trying out a bit of this and a bit of that. You know, people who read books on spirituality, let's say, they read tons of spiritual books. They've probably got a whole bunch of books. I imagine that you have a whole bunch of spiritual books if you're interested in spirituality. Self-help books, I'm sure you have many of them. Business books, you probably have many of them. Books on how to write books, you probably have many of them. Yeah. So there's multiple books and topics and courses and products around on similar topics. That's what's called the market, you know, so that general term. The market, there is like a market for that kind of thing. Just like we have a farmer's market where we go and buy our fruits and vegetables, you know, and you get these, conventions, like alternative healing conventions, Longevity Now conference with David Wolf, you know, health stuff. So there's a market and there's tons of products. So your book is going to sit inside of a market. It's not this isolated thing. It's going to sit in the context of other things like it. And that's why we need to do research so that we can understand how does your book differ from what else is out there? How is it going to stand out? And how does it compare to other things? And if you can make your book stand out and be different or solve a problem no one else is solving, you've done something remarkable, yeah? For example, how many self-help books are there that say things like, set goals, have a vision, step by step. It's everyone's heard it all before. Some of the things I've shared with you, you've probably heard before. Some of the things I've said, you've probably never heard before, yeah? There's lots of stuff that I'm aware of that I know people don't know about because I've read all these books. So there's some foundational basic things that everyone's going to talk about. Yeah? There's like in any topic, like in yoga, there's like make sure you breathe properly is probably one thing. How do you do the basic yoga postures? Like there's foundations, and then there's more advanced things, and then there's unusual things, and then there's myths. So if you don't do any research, you don't really know what's going on and what other people are doing. And if you do know what else is going on and what other people are doing and how your book compares to other books, if you've got this bigger perspective, you're in a much more knowledgeable expert space. Brendan Burchard has Experts Academy, and he recommends this exact thing. Do loads of research, find out what everyone else is doing, so that you can say to people, look, I've read 5 million books, or I'm just joking, but you can say I've read countless self-help books, and I found everyone says these three things or these five things, so here's this essence everyone else is saying. Now, here's why my book is different and gives you these extra things no one was talking about. If you can say that, you're obviously on a much higher level than all these other people. People would be much more interested in buying your book than they would in just buying another version of a book they've already read. So research is essential because we want to make sure that you understand what the context is that your book's going to sit in, and you also see if there's a demand. So that's the first primary thing of research, is just, is there a demand for your book? Because otherwise you might write this book, spend all this time, and then you realize that no one's actually interested in it. So fiction books is a different game. Like Harry Potter, no one knew Harry Potter was gonna be successful, but it ended up being massively successful. Fiction is like a different game, because fiction's about distraction. It's about taking people on an adventure away from their life. Non-fiction is about solving people's problems. So with non-fiction, we need to make sure that there's a need for the solution. Yeah. If you're writing about fiction, it's a different story, and we're not even going to talk about that. So in this case, it's easy to find out whether there's a demand. So here's how you can do a little bit of research to find out how hot your topic is. This is the aim of your research. Number one, is your book a hot topic? Is the topic hot? Yeah, is it hot, as they say in America? Yeah, how hot is it? Yeah. So, is it hot? That's what we want to know. Yeah. So discover, how hot is the topic? Do people want to buy books on this topic? Do you have a huge audience or not? So for example, writing a book about weight loss, is it hot? It's hot, yeah, it's very, very hot, yeah. Weight loss, pretty much everyone wants to lose weight, yeah, so definitely. So you don't even really need to research weight loss, but you can have a look, type in weight loss and see how many billions of results come up all over the internet and all over Amazon. But if you type in, how to make, 3-inch, tea cozy hats for like miniature tea kettles, yeah. You're like, I'm the only person who's written a book on how to make miniature tea cozy hat kettles, yeah. So you probably don't have much of a demand for it, so we want to make sure. So if it is hot, there'll be other books, basically, right? So that's the first thing. Second thing is, what are the hottest books? What are the hottest books in your category? So if you're writing a book on yoga, which books are the best-selling books, you know. And you can just do research, click around, and you can see. If you type in like yoga, see which ones are number one. Go to the category in Amazon called yoga and see what's the number one bestsellers. Look at the top books so you can see them. Discover what the best-selling books in your topic are so you can gain some ideas about what's making them sell and apply that to your own book. There might be certain things that you come across, yeah? But if you don't know what even these things are, then you're going to be a bit confused, yeah? Number three is, how is your book different from them? You know, so once you've looked at the other books, like let's say you're doing a book on anger, yeah, and you go, oh my god, there's actually 500 other books about anger management, and you say the number one book is called, you know, how to deal with anger, you know, the 5 steps to deal with anger, you know. Actually, I'm going to go on Kindle right now and just see if I type in the word anger management, see, it immediately comes up anger management, and anger management, how to control your temper and overcome your anger, a step-by-step guide on how to free yourself. Anger management, how to effectively control and manage anger and rid it from your life forever. Beyond Anger, how to free yourself from the grip of anger and get more out of life. Yeah, so there's all these books, and you can see which ones are selling the most. You can look through them, see how many reviews they have. And yeah, that would be useful knowledge, yeah? And I've noticed that a lot of them have exactly the same title, which is interesting, you know? There's a ton of books with the same exact titles. I've seen like 10 or 15 of the same title here, and there's 59. So, do a bit of research, because remember, your book is going to sit within a context of all these other books. So how is it different? Learn what the top books are doing. Read some of the top books. Like, if there's a classic in your niche, like, let's say it is anger, and there's, like, the classic anger management book that everyone's read, like, it's the book, read it. Because if you know what the other person knows, then you can say, in your book, you can say, you know, everyone talks about these 5 things. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You know, you need to... First, I don't know what anger management is, but if you read the books about it, you'd be able to say it. And then you'd be able to tell people about how your book takes this further and deeper, right? And that would put you, position you as an expert. So, you're going to be writing essentially the missing book in that topic, or doing something different. This is important to avoid just cluttering up the bookstore with yet another copycat book. Yeah, we don't need more copycat books. If there's already 100 books on yoga and yours is exactly the same, what's the point? You know, you might as well not bother writing it. If you've got something new and different to offer the world, then that's great. Yes, we always want to be adding something special and making it obvious to other people why it's special. Okay, so this research is going to help you to get a broader perspective, realize that you're not writing in isolation, you're writing in this bigger context. Because when we're just writing away in our own little world, we can think that we are the kings of our world or the queens of our world, and that's it. But as soon as you put your stuff out there into the market, you realize that it's surrounded in a sea of other things like that. Yeah, and that isn't obvious until you put things out there. So we might as well realize where this thing is going to land right now. And that way we can think about these bigger things as we're doing our work, rather than writing the whole thing and then putting it out there and realizing it just disappears into this big sea of mess. Yeah. So the fourth thing is keywords. You can also find out, you know, why keywords are so important. And we can use this for your description. We'll talk more about keywords in a minute. And then we're going to have some title ideas. Okay, so because end of the day, remember, people will essentially look at your cover, look at your title, and decide whether or not they want your book. You know, they'll read the description and they'll probably look inside the book. But first thing is, like, does the title grab them? We'll talk about that in the call today. So what to do now is basically go to Amazon. You can do this after the session, but in order to get clear on your research, go to Amazon, find the top books, five best-selling books in your topic. You could do 5 to 10. I recommend 5 is probably enough. Type in your topic title, you know, yoga, anger management, stress relief, you know, freedom from fear, whatever it is. And then we can do what we call a sales rank analysis to find out how much those books are selling. Yeah, because you can't always tell which books are selling more than other books. Yeah, like just looking at them, just because one's top of the list in when you type it in doesn't necessarily mean it's the best-selling book. So Kindle, if you click on any book, what you see is, you know, if you go into Amazon, you click on a book, you go scroll down and it has something called Amazon bestsellers rank, and it has number whatever it is, yeah, and then it has best selling in different categories. So we want to make sure that the books that you basically have written down, the ones you're choosing to look at, are actually bestsellers. So what you can do, there's a little tool. If you go to kdpcalculator.com, you get this sales rank calculator. And basically what it is you can type in to that calculator the number, the sales rank number. So like let's say it's 1,008,631 or whatever it is, you know, roughly how many books are they selling? And that will tell you, you know, obviously they don't know exactly, but it's a fair number. So in other words, what you're trying to do is you're trying to get an idea of which are the actual best-selling books. Either the bestseller or a book that everyone's read. You know, normally if a lot of people have read it, it will be a best-selling book. So that's just a way of finding out what's going on here with your books, how well they're selling. So once you've done a bit of research, you looked into found the books that are actually doing well. We want to do some keyword research, okay, and I'm gonna have Ariel share a few thoughts on this. She's been doing some of this for us and it's really useful stuff, you know. So like I said, if you can have people who are good at doing this for you, that's even better. Either way, make sure you do it. So Amazon has something where you can basically go to their search bar. You go to Amazon.com, and by the way, I'm talking about Amazon all the time because Amazon sells more books than anyone else, and you might as well just focus on that, really. So if you write how to, if I type in the word how to in Amazon, the first thing that comes up is how to train your dragon for some reason. I don't know how many people have a dragon, but that's very interesting. How to train your dragon. I suppose most people must have quite a few dragons nowadays or something. But, Ariel, do you want to talk about this?
Sure.
Yeah, so there's just a little technique you can do to find out what kind of titles are going to be the best title. Reason this is important is because if you can get your book title to be something that people are already looking for, right? Then imagine someone goes to Amazon and they type in how to, and that's just like how to overcome depression, right? If you know what people are typing in and your book has those exact words in the title, then your book's going to come up really high and you're going to sell more. If no one ever sees your book, then guess what? You're not going to sell any books. So this is sort of stuff is important, because if you want people to find out what you're doing and see it, then you need to design it so that they do see it. Yeah. So we want to write a good book so people share it, but we also want to make sure that it's easy for people to see your book, basically. So here's how you do it.
Yeah, so this is an interesting and fun process. As Michael just explained, you can use Amazon's search bar to kind of get a sneak peek into what people are searching for. And one thing I want to say to note is that when you're doing this research, try and do it in one go, because you're Amazon can actually cookie what you're typing in. So the next time you go back, if you try and type in the same sort of title, it might not be accurately that what others are searching for, but it's just remembering what you searched for before. So just note that Amazon's clever. So when you're doing this, a really good place to start is with how to. It's really interesting to see what people are searching for, and that's a really common thing people are typing in. And after how to, you can actually even just go through the alphabet, you know, how to A, see what starts to come up, B, see what starts to come up. You can also type in a third word. The third word's going to define more specifically the genre of your book you're looking to search for. So if it's a book on how to overcome something, you can type in how to overcome, and you can see what comes up. You can see if people are actually searching for, you know, how to overcome anger, how to overcome scarcity, and so on. So that's a really fun process. Just to give you some examples too, you'll want to be kind of creative with this based on your own book and the topic you're searching for. So I have a book on healing anorexia, and I thought, you know, I'm going to look and see if people are actually even searching for those terms, healing and anorexia. And sure enough, they're not. People, and in Google too, people don't typically use the word healing, and for the most part. But then when I typed in anorexia, the first word that came up immediately was recovery. So people are searching for, very frequently, anorexia recovery. Same type of topic, different words. So just changing one word can make a big difference. We have another book on how to connect to God's love. And, you know, I thought, you know, I don't think enough people are seeing this book. It's not coming up in the search high enough, and I want to change that. Sure enough, no one's searching for how to connect to God's love, right? When I did a little research on Amazon and my how to, and I was trying different words, how to connect, no, nothing with God, how to, and then I came across how to know God is something people are searching for. So using that third word will help direct and specify your search more. So another two words you can type in are book and guide. Often people will type in, say, you know, self-help book or self-help guide. That's kind of a broad topic, but a lot of times when people are searching, they use the word book and guide. So you can see what types of books or guides they're searching for by using those words as well. So that's a really, really good tool to get a sense of what people are actually typing in. I'm not an expert here on Google AdWords searching, but that's another tool you can use to find out what people are searching for. It's pretty easy. You essentially just type in the keyword you're curious about, and Google will show you the results of how many people are searching for it, I think where they're searching for it, how often, how frequently, what are their exact search matches. So Google AdWords is a really, really good tool to use as well, and it's pretty easy to just even do a quick Google search to learn more about how to use that tool. And the other thing I'd like to share with you when you're coming up with your title is a really important thing to remember is that people don't read, they scan. So if you don't grab their attention really quickly, then they're going to move on, right? And, you know, your reader, your potential reader is really saying, don't make me work to figure out the meaning of your title, because, you know, I'm not going to take the time to do this. So you want to make sure that your title is instantly and understandable. We don't want to make people have to figure out what the book's about. You want to make sure it's really clear. And for nonfiction books, it's really good to keep the title short and clear, and then have the subtitle be longer. So, you know, the short title tells a reader exactly what the book's about real quick, and then the long subtitle can talk about the book's benefits. So that's kind of another guideline to keep in mind when you're crafting your title. So, yeah, hope that helps.
Thank you. So we want to get a good title that people want to buy. So that Amazon, what you're basically dealing with here is we don't want to slow the process down. You want to write a book, you want to get it out, but we want to make sure that the book you're writing is something that people are looking for. Yeah, otherwise it will disappear. Just a quick distinction. The traditional publishing route, where you have a publisher who publishes it for you and does tons of distribution, they do a big push, and that's how people hear about the book. But after that, it will just disappear and no one will know about it. But self-publishing, you have to basically publish it yourself and make it obviously visible to people yourself. No one's doing it for you. So the reason we're sharing all these things is because it's your responsibility to make sure people see your book. So these things all make it more obvious and easily visible. Otherwise, if no one sees your book, then, you know, they might even want it, but they don't see it, so they're not going to buy it, and it just sits around, which is a shame. So once you've done some Amazon research and you can see, okay, here's the best books, here's what people are searching for, here's some ideas for keywords, for titles, you can do what's called a Google keyword search. And, you know, I don't want to freak you out here with these kind of technical terms, but basically, if you sign up for an AdWords account, Google AdWords, AdWords.com, they have a keyword search tool. So you can type in things like meditation, and they'll give you back search terms related to what people are actually going on to Google.com and searching in that bar. You know, how many times have you gone to Google and typed things in, yeah? So people are typing in Google all the time. Google catches all that information and makes it available to people who are doing ads. So you can type in a word and you can see how many people are searching for it and what exact words they're searching. So you sign up for the AdWords and then you go in and you need to do a bit of research here to figure out how to use these tools. But they're pretty easy. I mean, literally go in a couple of minutes, click, 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 press, 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 and you get loads of ideas. What you're looking for is something, words that, or specific sequence of words that people are searching. A lot of people are searching for them, and the competition is low. Google tells you how high the competition is. Competition means, if for example people are typing in, let's say the World Cup, yeah, or let's say the NBA Finals, or whatever people are typing in. If there are thousands and thousands of websites that are around that topic, the competition will be very high. And what that means is that it's very hard for your book or for your program, whatever it is, to get to the top of Google. No one will see it. If the competition is low, then if they type those words in, your thing will likely come to the top or near the top. So what you're looking for essentially is something that has a lot of people interested and a low competition. And you can find this out by using Google AdWords keyword tool. So that can help you with title ideas, because, by the way, people can type in like how to learn meditation or something into Google, and if your book has those terms and it's all done the way we're talking about, your Amazon book can show up in the Google search. They can click on it, they go to Amazon, and they buy your book. So you can get sales from outside of Amazon if your keywords are good enough. It's not guaranteed that you're going to get there on the top page of Google, but you might as well make it as easy as possible for yourself, yeah? In other words, the more people are interested in what you have, the more likely you are to sell it. So we want to go a little bit out of our way, stop thinking about ourselves and our wonderful book, and think about how can we position our book so that it helps a real human being. So that's the whole point of these keyword tools. So you look at the books other people have written, you make sure there's a market for it, you do some Amazon research that we, like Ariel talked about, find out what people are typing in Amazon, go to Google, do a bit of research there, and what you come up with is a list of what are the most important search terms that people are writing about in your topic. So here's what you're going to end up with, a list of, here's the book titles that people are looking for. Write them all down, maybe the top five to seven that people are typing into Amazon. What are the, you know, 10 keyword searches that people on Google are searching relevant to your book? So you have this list of relevant keywords, relevant title ideas. The word keyword, just in case it isn't clear to you, just means words that people have typed in to Google or Amazon. They're looking for it. Words that have power, words that people are searching. So what are those words? And you have a list of them. So once you've got your list, then we can move on to the next thing, which is your pain and pleasure analysis. So hopefully I'm not freaking you out here with too much sort of analysis and heady stuff here. I don't like this personally, but I know it's important. That's why we have to talk about it and do it. So we want to do what's called a gap analysis. What that means is how does your book basically solve someone's problem? How are you essentially a bridge for someone to go from pain to pleasure? Because the more you know exactly how you help someone go from pain to pleasure, the better your book's going to be, and the more likely they are to read your book, and the easier it is for you to explain to somebody else how your book helps them. A lot of the times we write books and we don't think about this to begin with. So we write this whole book and then we have to try and convince people why it's good for them. So if you think about these things in the beginning, then you're writing a book that solves a problem right away. And then when it comes to actually telling people about it, it's like, it's obvious. It's like, this book helps these people go from this problem to this problem, to this solution, from problem to solution. It's easy, it sells itself. So here's how we do it. Let's get your pen and paper out. We're going to do a couple exercises here. Okay? gap analysis. Fill in the answer to these questions. The big problem that my audience is aware of and urgently wants to solve is... So the big ass problem that my reader is suffering from and wants to solve is what? What's their big ass problem? What's their urgent problem? What's going on in their head? What do they wake up and go, ah, God, it's horrible, horrible, horrible. What are they freaking out about, basically? So have someone in mind, this is your ideal reader. Remember, self-help is pain relief. Yes, pain relief. So the urgent problem they want to solve, they're kind of like, we're waking up, freaking out about it, can't sleep, stressed out, whatever it is what? Okay, got it? Next thing is, what is the awesome result? What is the solution? What's the outcome that they urgently want? What do they want to achieve? What do they want to experience? Solutions, and let's just in case this wasn't obvious, I want to just make this explicitly clear. Who is your book for? Who is your book for? I mean, have you, obviously it needs to be for a type of person. Remember that there are no general people; there are specific different people. So, like someone who's 98 years old, living in Poland on a farm, yeah, it's a different sort of person than a 15-year-old girl living in New York City. Yeah, it's different. They have the same reality. So who is your book for? What's your ideal reader? Let's just get a little bit clear on that. Because in case this wasn't clear earlier on, we need to know who we're writing to. Because remember, your book is for a particular kind of person. And whenever you write a book, you always write to one person. You don't write to everyone, you know. You don't write this general. A general book means a book for nobody. A specific book means a book for a lot of people. Like, for example, Brené Brown has books on shame. Yeah, RL's been telling me all about her books. And lots of people have shame, yeah? It's a very specific topic, shame. And she's writing to Americans. She could have it other people read her books, but she's writing to mainly people in America, yeah? And who come from that culture, and she's referencing things in America that don't apply to other people. So she's dealing with shame in America, really, yeah? And probably more women. Yeah, so more mothers with children who have shame in America. So even professional mothers, women, shame. Yeah, so there's clarity there, right? And it's not like anyone in the world who happens to have shame. It's not like that. It's like women, mothers, professional, America, shame. Yeah, so your book, your audience is who? Doing this research is going to save you huge amounts of stress. Yeah, so you've got an idea who it's for. So you know what their problem is. Have a look at that again. Just make sure that the problem, the big ass problem they have, is something that is specifically for those kind of people. So you know who it's for. Look at their problem. Here's the problem that they currently have. Remember, this is not the problem that you think that they have. This isn't your interpretation of their problem. This is the problem they think they have. So if someone thinks that their problem is weight loss, then that's the problem they think they have. You might say their problem is self-esteem, or you might say their problem is being too obsessed with their body, or they're like spiritually bankrupt, or like there might be deeper things that you think they have, but if they're worried about weight loss, then make sure you write down weight loss. What's the result that they want? What's the urgent result? What's the solution they're looking for? All right, and let's have a look about what's the obstacles they face. What's in their way? What are the things that are kind of making it hard for them to get from where they are to where they want to be? Could be outside things, could be inside mental, emotional issues. What's the obstacle? Let's just write down any obstacles related to their life right now. And, you know, we can always come back and add this later if you need to. And what do they want to avoid? Like, what are they wanting to not have to deal with? You know, what's like their, like, nightmare? Like, so they want a certain experience in their life, but they want to do it without something. What are they trying to do without? Like, for example, a lot of people want to, in business, they want to make money, but without cold calling. Yeah, a lot of people, they hate cold calling. They don't want to phone up people cold and try and sell them stuff, or they don't want to come across salesy. Or, for example, a lot of people might want to lose weight, but without, like, really crazy restrictive diets. Or they want to lose weight without, you know, obsessive, like, 17-hour-a-day exercise programs that just totally kill them, yeah? So, your people, what do they want to... They want to get the result. What they want to get it without what? What do they want to not have to do? Because people might want to have meditation without having to go to India and wear a robe, you know, or... spirituality without giving up their life completely. So what do they want to do without? This is really important. So let's just, we've got four questions here, let's just make sure we got them. So the big problem is, big ass problem is what? Make sure you know what that is. The awesome result, the end result that they want, the is what, you know, they urgently want to experience what thing, what is their pleasure island, what do they want, what's their dream result. So if someone has anger issues, their dream result is they don't get angry, and that they can deal with situations without kind of blowing up and smashing things, you know, or like hating themselves or going red in the face and punching pillow, and like they don't want to have the trigger. They want to have a peaceful life, a peaceful way. Yeah. So what is the big result they're looking for? What obstacles do they face? What's in the way? What's the kind of like obstacles? Oftentimes things like, I'm confused, or I haven't got any money, or I don't know what to do, or I've got this problem, this person's a problem, you know, there's obstacles, right? And what do they want to avoid? What do they want to avoid? And of course you have your ideal reader, so you know who you're writing to, you know what the result they want, you know what obstacles they face, and you know what they want to avoid. Now, what we're going to do is do something that I recommend everyone does, and it really is totally essential for your success. And you can just have a quick go at this now, and you can go back and do this later. But get a pen and paper, and we're going to put together these things you've just said. So we're going to do a little exercise. Fill in, I'll just give you an example, and then you can do it yourself. So what we're talking about is, I help blank go from blank to blank without blank. So in other words, you know, let's say you're helping men overcome their anger issues, right? So it might be, I help men in a corporate job go from angry and about to explode, yeah, to, you know, peaceful and calm in any situation I haven't thought this one through, but like it could be like without taking medication. They might not want to have to take sort of pills to knock them out, or without becoming a monk, yeah, or without being seen as weak. That's probably what they're concerned about. They don't want to like come across passive, yeah, without being passive or weak. So I help men in corporate jobs go from extremely angry and about to destroy everything to peaceful and calm without appearing weak or you know, like breaking their values or something like this. So there, another example. I help women, spiritual minded women, go from, you know, confused about their life to clear, focused and successful without selling out. So write down your version of this. I help who, just fill in the blank, go from problem to solution without the thing they don't like. I'll give you 1 minute to do this, because you actually know the answer and it is simple. So you're going to give you 40 seconds, then we're going to have a break. So you've got 40 seconds just to fill this in. I help who? Person go from problem to solution without something they don't like. Because remember, self-help is about helping a real person go from a problem to a solution. That's the whole point. So I help these people go from this problem to this solution, this result, without these things that they don't enjoy. Yeah, got it written down? Yeah? Okay, good. So we're going to take a break. Be back shortly. And then we're going to come up with a framework for your book. And we're going to pick an irresistible title. And then you can start cranking it out. Oh yeah. Talk to you in a moment.